You're listening to SBS News.
More than 2 months ago, former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins publicly alleged that she had been raped by a colleague inside Parliament House in March 2019. Her revelation has sparked a national outcry for reforms regarding the mistreatment of women in the workplace. For the first time since telling her story, Ms. Higgins has met with Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Labor leader Anthony Albanese to discuss changing parliamentary culture. While it was a tough meeting for her to attend, Ms. Higgins says it was necessary.
The Prime Minister acknowledged that the system had let me down, and we were in agreement that there needs to be reform. It was a difficult conversation to have. At a personal level, it was very hard to come here.
Ms. Higgins says she and Mr. Morrison reached a consensus that change is needed.
We had a discussion about what needs to happen in terms of the MOPS Act, where there needs to be better safeguards for staffers, where there are power dynamic issues in terms of parliamentarians and individual staffers. We also made, we had a robust discussion about the need for an independent authority about human resources.
In a statement, Mr. Morrison said he appreciates Ms. Higgins's input in enacting reform.
I acknowledge her courage in coming forward and assisting in this work. I am committed to achieving an independent process to deal with these difficult issues.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says his meeting with Ms. Higgins was an opportunity for him to listen.
We need to listen to women and to listen to their concerns, to listen to the experience that they've gone through, and to listen to their views about solutions. Brittany Higgins has been through an extraordinarily difficult period in her life. She has shown incredible courage to speak out on behalf of not just herself, but other women.
Following Ms. Higgins's allegations, Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins has been assigned with leading an independent inquiry into workplace culture at Parliament House and in all federal parliamentary parties. She is set to release an interim report in July and final recommendations in November. A police investigation is also underway into the allegations from Ms. Higgins, who says she hopes the right thing will be done by women in Parliament. Sonia Lal, SBS News.